how we look at authorities, or even change our actions on how we respond, that that we would look at your word and we would trust you in what you say. Pray this all in your name. Amen. If you guys want to flip over to Romans chapter 13, you don't get the luxury of having it up here tonight, so flip over to Romans chapter 13. If someone has it and has the page number, that would be awesome. Give us the page number. 1137. Flip over to page 1137, which is Romans chapter 13. We're going to start in verse 1. And you guys can be flipping if you'd like to kind of anticipate based on what your handout there says. We're going to just be looking at two passages tonight. But the first one is this. Romans 13, starting in verse 1, says this. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. These verses are awesome in telling us how we're supposed to respond to authorities. But it uses a few of these big Bible words that we don't commonly use. So we're going to dive in and try to understand what some of this is saying. And he starts out and he says, every person, every single person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, is to be subject to the governing authorities. And I don't know about you, when I hear the word governing authorities, I think of like government. Like the law, or like the governor, or like the president, that maybe he's talking about government here, and he definitely is talking about government here. But that word governing, all it means is higher. Any authority that is higher than you, you need to be in subjection. We all need to be in subjection to them. And that can be any of those people that we just named. You know, we named off a bunch of people, your parents, bosses, coaches, teachers, principals, all that stuff. But it can also change, your authorities can also change depending on your situation. Because unless, I don't know this, I don't think any of you guys are soldiers, are you? Like, are you enlisted in the Army, military, anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. But so right now, there's not an authority in your life who is a lieutenant or a general. But you know what? If you decided after high school and you went, hey, I'm going to go into the military, and you enlisted, you would suddenly have a new authority in your life. You would have a lieutenant or a general. So it can change by just what point you are in your life. It can change whether a lot of you guys said that you weren't employed yet. And probably not a single one of you guys would say that the manager at the McDonald's in Soldotna is an authority in your life. Is that for anybody? You're like, oh, that person is an authority in your life. Well, you might just put in general that adults are an authority in your life. But until you actually become an employee of McDonald's, that person's not a direct authority in your life. Not someone that can really tell you what to do on a regular basis. You know what? You might, and that's kind of a situation change. You become an employee, but it might change actually from moment to moment who the authority is in your life. Because if you walk into IGA or Safeway, just walking in there, you put yourself under an authority that wasn't an authority before you walked through that door. You're suddenly, now that you're in that store, you're under the authority of who? Of the manager of the store. The rules that Safeway has, you are to abide by that authority. That's an authority for you. So for instance, when you walk into Safeway, if you have 432 items, are you supposed to go through the 10 items or less row?
You could.
You could, but What is the authority in that store saying? Don't do it. Are we supposed to like cut people off? And you know, if there's a big line of people waiting for the to check out their groceries, are we supposed to go, hey, I'm just going to come right in here. I'm in a hurry. Forget you guys.
Yeah.
No. You're supposed to get in the back of the line and wait your turn. You subject yourself to the rules, the authority of that store. When you go into a bowling alley, you subject yourself to the rules, the authority of that bowling alley. So maybe there's a rule in the bowling alley that you have to wear bowling shoes. Most bowling alleys tell you you have to wear bowling shoes. You have to rent their little bowling shoes, which everyone else has used and made all sweaty and stuff. And you have to go and take that down to your lane and wear those. Now, do people always follow that rule? Do people always wear bowling shoes when they're supposed to wear bowling shoes?
You don't have to, just say you're required to wear bowling shoes.
Most bowling alleys do require you to do that. But if a bowling alley says that, could someone wear their tennis shoes?
Yeah.
But is that subjecting themselves to the authority of the bowling alley?
No.
If you're bowling, is it okay to go, oh, I'm bowling in lane two, but you know what? Hey, those people look like they're having fun in lane eight. I'm gonna go bowl down in lane eight. Do you do that? You could, but the authorities there are saying bowl in your lane. Your authorities can change from moment to moment. But the bottom line is, every single authority in your life, you are to be subject to, in subjection to. That word subject just means to submit to obey. The word actually, literally, is a military term. It's to say, it's to put yourself under, to be subordinate to someone else. So in the military, there are all these ranks, right? There's like general and lieutenant, and I don't even know all the ranks, you know, private, and you know, all that stuff. And there's ranks. And just like there's ranks in the military, all of the authorities in our lives, we are to put ourselves under subjection to them, under rank, to the people that rank above us, to the authorities in our lives that are above us. The bottom line is this. We are to give authorities their authority. Now, can we not give authorities their authority? You guys just named some situations. I could go into the bowling alley, and I could go in lane eight, and I could throw the ball down lane eight. That would be telling an authority, sorry, I'm not going to be subject to you. I'm going to decide to do my own thing. Could you go into Safeway with 432 items and try to get through the 10 items or less lane? You could try. They probably wouldn't let you do it. But yeah.
Just go through in 43 different checkouts.
They probably wouldn't even let you through. But you can shirk authority. You cannot give authority figures in your life the authority that they deserve. But God says, give it to them. Allow them to be the boss. They are the boss. They are in charge. Allow them to be in charge. Subject yourself to them. Put yourself under. And you know what? We can not subject ourselves to people by what we say. We cannot subject to authorities by what we do, like throwing the ball down lane eight. But we can also undermine authorities. I don't know if you guys have ever known anyone who is good at undermining authority. I had this math teacher when I was in high school. His name was Mr. Chatfield. And seriously, he had to be the worst teacher there ever was on the planet. I'm just making an honest observation. The guy was not a good teacher. He was grumpy all the time. He was the kind of teacher that if you were doing something wrong, he would come behind you and he'd like smack you on the back of the head. He would do that all the time. I don't even think teachers could do that anymore. I didn't think they could do that when I was in high school. But the guy, I'm just